rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
You can be gifted up the gazoo. You know, you can have all this and that, but if you don't take care of it, if you're not excellent with it, amen, then people aren't drawn to it. It doesn't have that allure. It doesn't have that magnetism. Okay, so let's illustrate this principle in 1 Kings chapter 10, and let's start at verse number 1. And this has to do with the visit of the Queen of Sheba when she visited Solomon. Now the Queen of Sheba, let me start with this. She was not broke. She was the Queen of the South. When she came to Solomon, she had over 100 camels. Imagine that. All of them laden with gold and spices and silver and raiment and, you know, fabric from Arabia. And I mean, she came loaded. Amen. Let's take a look here. And when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. I like to think she fainted. No more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words, and I came until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and thy prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom." We're going to stop there. Okay, there's a testament of the magnetic power of excellence. Again, this is a queen, the Queen of the South. Very, very, very wealthy. Came to try Solomon with hard questions, but in her coming, what she came upon, I'm saying it this way, blew her away. Why? It was done with excellence. Tell somebody, excellence is attractive. Say this with me, excellence is never an accident. You ain't gonna accidentally stumble up on excellence. You have to purpose it. Excellence is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. Okay, let me say that again. Excellence is never an accident. It's always the result of high intention. That's why we got to get rid of the cheap demon. The poverty mentality. It's, if you don't have two nickels to rub together, tell somebody, get rid of the poverty demon. Because it's not about having two nickels, it's about how you think. Because if you think properly, nickels will come. Because it's magnetic. As you think, as a man thinketh, so is he. Excellence is not an accident. It's always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It represents the wise choices of many alternatives. You can always do it cheap. And then in the middle of something, your soul comes off. You understand what I mean? Because it's cheap. Oh, I got these at Payless. Look at them. Look good, don't they? Yeah. Well, when it gets hot outside, the soul start to melt off you. You go to walk and then you can't walk because it's sticking. How many know what I'm talking about? You come on, be honest. This time you bought cheap stuff and you regretted it. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. How many know we always have alternatives? Sometimes we have to go with the lesser, but as a rule, you know, you wanna pursue excellence. You wanna make choices that will last. You know, when the storm came through Miami back in the 90s, Andrew, and it blew all them houses down, when they went in and inspected it, they realized that the builders had not built according to code. They just threw stuff up. And that storm came through and just devastated. So now they upped the code on all that building, which is a good thing. All right, so it represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Say this with me. Choice, not chance, determines my destiny. See, we serve an excellent God, so we cannot serve him any other kind of way except with excellence. Because he is excellent. Choice. Don't leave your life to just chance. Choice, not chance, determines our destiny. Aristotle said that. Here's another point about excellence. Excellence will broadcast your works near and far. You don't have to get on your high horse, your soapbox. You have to, you know, remember the Pharisees who weren't fair, you see? When they would go into a marketplace and they would want to give an alms, they see a beggar, they'd have their entourage with them, their long flowing robes, and they'd have a trumpeter. And when they saw the beggar, they'd stop. The trumpeter would trumpet. Da-da-da-da. Everybody in the marketplace would stop and look. And the Pharisee'd take out something to give to the beggar. A Pharisee. Now, Jesus said that's his reward. That people watched you. You wanted people to watch, so they watched. That's your reward. You didn't get no reward from heaven. Huh? See, excellence itself. You don't have to broadcast. Just be excellent. Be excellent in your attitude. We're going to get into this because excellence has to do with attitude. When we talk about attitude, we're talking about spirit. Think about a moment. Your attitude is your spirit. Amen. Bad attitude, bad spirit. Amen. 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 Good attitude, good spirit. Amen. We'll talk about that a little later. But excellence will broadcast your works near and far. Now, excellence has to be found in the details of our everyday life. You can't call yourself being excellent and all you do is one thing excellent. Everything else you do is junky, cheap, half-hearted, halfway done. But this one thing you do. No. Real excellence, to really draw the presence of God, who is an excellent God, then excellence has to be found in the details of your life, all your endeavors. If you really become excellent, you can't just do one thing and say that, you know, you're walking in excellence. No, you're not. Because everything else, you just leave a trail. Amen? So catch it. It's important that we understand excellence has to be found in the details of our everyday. You can't go to work on Monday because you're tired and do a shabby job and you ain't really doing good work until Wednesday. Hump day. And Friday, you so raring to get off, you do another shabby job. No. True excellence is found in the details. Amen. You got a 15-minute break on the job. Why are you taking 30 minutes? And you ain't using the bathroom. You know, one amazing thing about excellence, as the Queen of Sheba testified, excellence on Solomon's part brought satisfaction to him and happiness to his servants. When you serve with excellence, people around you are blessed. When you serve with excellence, the servants of Solomon were happy. Queen of Sheba was blown away. She said, "Your servants, everything you got going on is wonderful." And now we're talking about a queen now. We're not talking about somebody off the street. We're talking about somebody that brought him, you'll see this, she brought more spices to him than was ever brought before or ever brought again. This queen was very, 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 very wealthy and royal. But when she beheld his excellence. Let me give you some points of what the Queen of Sheba saw that blew her away, that made her faint in her spirit. Number one, she observed the way the house was built. See, excellence has to be found in the details. In the details of what the house was built. You know, when the house is built well, you know, you can observe somebody that's a carpenter or a builder, they can observe and see, wow, this house is built real well. Versus, you know, when they just threw something up or use faulty material. Everyone may not be able to eye it like an artist. I did a lot of art growing up. And so there are certain things I see or look for in a picture that someone without maybe a trained eye might not see it. If you say, oh, that's beautiful. No, they messed that up. You know what I'm saying? So she observed the way the house was built, the details.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.